Blog Talk Radio.
Introducing Renee Wiggins, your certified health and wellness coach, author, and host of Being Fabulously Fit for God's Kingdom Blog Talk Radio. Renee provides a roadmap to staying healthy and fit spiritually and physically. She believes God gave us a gift, our temple, and it's ours to nourish, feed, and honor. Be sure to also catch her on ResultsByRenee.com. That's ResultsByRenee.com. And now, here is Renee.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Renee Wiggins, your host of Being Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, where we engage you to become spiritually, mentally, and physically fit. Well, tonight, my question is to you, listeners. Is your house in order? I'm not talking about the cleanliness and whether you have a lot of clutter or not. I'm talking about the papers. If you're taking care of your parents, do you know what to do with them when they become sick, terminally ill? I know from experience, I kept telling my parents, get your papers in order. They would not listen until one December the 2nd, my father suffered a stroke. And from then on, my mother had to gather up all the papers from 4 to 5 years prior, all the income things, and she was frantic. She was calling on me almost every day. She lived in New York, and I lived in Maryland. So my question is to you, is your house, your paperwork in order? We're going to be talking to Kimberly Ivy Grace in a few minutes, and she's going to let you know why it is very important to get that house in order. Now for a little commercial.
Renee Wiggins is a Christian life coach and host of Transformation Give Up the Struggle, where she helps to equip and empower you from the inside out so you can share your story in order that others may grow physically, mentally, and spiritually.
This is Renee Wiggins, your host, and our guest tonight is Kimberly Ivy Graves. We're going to talk about her bio first. She resides in Illinois with her amazing husband of nearly 10 years, Douglas. Since the age of 11, Kimberly has been committed to a life of holiness and devotion to her Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Kimberly is passionate about teaching individuals how to manage money, money God's way. Kimberly founded Ivory Possibilities, a consulting business where she conducts personal money management, which I know a lot of us need. Her book, Leaving Peace and Order. As I mentioned before, we need to get our house in order, and I don't mean cleanliness, I'm talking about the paperwork, because whenever a loved one dies, believe me, it is a lot of chaos. She's a first-time author and publisher. In November 2014, Kimberly released Living Peace and Order, Step-by-Step Guide to Getting Your Affairs in Order. Kimberly was inspired by her mom who went home to be with the Lord in October 2012. Leaving Peace and Order encourages you to plan for life events. Kimberly shares her personal experience as well as personal testimonies of family and friends who have dealt with the loss of a loved one. Leaving Peace and Order also gives you step-by-step instructions to gathering, recording, and personal information. Thus, Living Peace and Order for Your Family. Oh, what a beautiful title. Hello, Kimberly. Are you there?
Yes, Renee, I'm here. Thank you.
Thank you for coming aboard, because this is a topic that I can think in the Black community is taboo. But before we go on, tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Well, as stated in my bio, I am actually here in Illinois. I was a Navy kid. I was born in Los Angeles and lived in the Caribbean Islands, Barbados, for 3 years as a little girl. And just recently, last year, I reunited with my very best childhood friend in Barbados after 40 years. So it's been great. And I've been saved since I was age 11, just loving the Lord, living for the Lord. The Lord has kept me. I got married at the age of 40. And then I'm looking forward to turning 50 this year. So I'm excited about how the Lord has taken my life and what he's doing in my life. I've been an executive assistant for the past 20-something years. And I just love helping people. I love organization. I just think that things should be in order. It just makes life worth the living and less stressful.
Amen, amen. Because when my father took sick, ever since that day, we had to go back and look for papers. And my mother kept saying, well, I don't know why I'm doing this. Why are you having me transpose everything into my name? Because he's going to get better. I said, Mom, he's not going to get better. He suffered a stroke. Do you have this? But prior to that, I used to work for the Urban League. And I heard the social workers would go out and ask people questions, or people would come to them, why can't I get this money? Why can't it? Because nothing was in order. Nothing.
Right.
So when they sent me out to these homes, I realized, wow, I need to get my parents in order. So why did you, I understand why did you write it, but go a little bit more in writing this book.
Okay, the reason I wrote this book, initially it started as an idea. Well, first of all, as a money management coach, I would talk to various individuals, and I noticed that they not only didn't have their financial affairs in order, but they didn't have their pertinent information in order. And so the idea initially started out as I wanted to create a binder that housed all of your pertinent information. So it would have, you know, your personal information, your family history, your medical history, your employment information, employee benefit, your personal finance, your creditor information, real estate and property information. All of this information would be housed in this binder. But as I did the research, you know, it wasn't coming together. It wasn't until after my mom passed that I came up with the idea of doing a book. Now, my mom and I sat down, and we did create her binder, and I called it her peace and order binder, and we put all of her information in. She was very, very adamant about what she wanted, what she didn't want. And I remember, you know, telling a friend, okay, I have to take off my daughter hat and put on my organizer hat, you know, and help her get organized. But she was very, you know, very open and willing to discuss, you know, getting her affairs in order. So after she passed, I had the binder, and it was so much easier to handle her affairs and take care of, you know, the service. Well, she didn't want a service, but even following the guidelines based on what she requested, because I had this binder and everything was in order, all the insurance papers were in order. She had prepaid for a lot of the services that she did want. And it just made life so much easier for me. So I, in turn, got an opportunity to just even create a book and say, let me share it with others, my experience with my mom passing and the importance of, you know, having your affairs in order and having everything in one place, one location, and designating maybe two individuals who you trust, who are trustworthy, to have this information, for, you know, as well as have access to this information. So that's how the book came about.
I'm so glad when I saw that. I had an email from somebody, an e-blast, and I saw that when I was reading the synopsis. I said, yes, I have to get you on my show. Because as you mentioned, when my father was, had that stroke, we had to go back and look for things and get things in order. Because prior to that, as I said, I worked at the Urban League, and they had like a 20-page workbook to tell people how to get things in order, and I gave it to them, but then she didn't know where it was. And so when you're dealing with a lot of, you're right, you do, because they didn't want to do it. It's like taboo in the community.
Right.
It's taboo.
It really is taboo. Oftentimes people, you know, don't want to talk about death. They don't want to deal with it. My husband often says, everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. And it's so true. When you bring up the subject, even when I talk about my book and the subject, people kind of look at me like, really? Oh, yeah, I really do need to do this. I really do need to take the time. But they don't. They don't want to discuss it. I even had another lady was saying she was kind of nervous on even talking to her mom about it. And I said, well, use my book as an icebreaker and, you know, just share it with her and maybe you can discuss it. But a lot of people, it's just a sensitive topic. And I don't know whether it's just our culture or the way we think, or it's just that nobody wants to talk about dying.
Well, it's not only maybe it is the dying, but it's just making the preparation. I think it's, we're all going to go. My father used to say, when that time comes, we talk about it. It's always when that time comes. And I kept telling him, you don't know when that time is going to come. You need to know this now. And
exactly.
I guess you're right. They don't want to deal with that. And then they figure, oh, the family member is going to take care of it. But Why leave that burden on that family member when you have to hunt through papers, go through drawers and everything to get everything so they can at least do a proper burial? It is really, it amazes me. So the title, Living Peace and Order, I like that. How did that title come about?
Leaving Peace and Order. The title came about when my mom passed, and it was like she left peace and order for me because she had everything, you know, in this binder. I remember sitting at her bedside when she was going through her sickness and sitting at the day that she passed. That morning, the Lord woke me up, and I went in the prayer room, and I just began to cry out to the Lord. It was a Sunday morning. It was about 6 in the morning, and I began to cry out to the Lord, and I began to say, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. And I knew that my mom was going to go home to be with the Lord that day. And so it was like the Lord gave me this song by Casting Crown, I'll praise you in the storm, praise you in the storm. And I played that song that morning over and over and over. And then I went back to bed about 9 o'clock and went back to sleep. And I woke up and I felt this urgency to get to the hospital. And when I got to the hospital, my mom was awake and she was laying there. And I just sat by her bed and I just began to read the scripture to her of where it says, I've fought a good fight, I've kept the faith. You know, the scripture that's in Timothy. And I read that to my mom and I looked at her and I said, Mom, I release you. Me, Amy is my cousin. My mom raised my cousin and her two kids, and I said their names, and I said my husband's name. I said, we're going to be okay. I said, you can go with Jesus if you want. And it was like my mom just sighed. Like she was just relieved that, you know, I had released her. And so I stepped away from the bed, and I just sat there and waited. And 45 minutes later, my mom was gone. But it was like when the nurses came in and they coded her and they, you know, what have you, it's like they looked at me, and it was like I had this supernatural peace. It was like unreal, because even to this day, I'm like, you know, why didn't I just break down? Or, you know, it's like my mama,
right.
You know, I'm an only
right.
child, basically. But God had gave me supernatural peace, and now I understand that scripture, and the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus, even when you don't understand. You know, it's like God's peace will engulf you. And so when my mom passed, it was like in that room, it was like supernatural peace. And even throughout the planning, I knew exactly what she wanted, what she didn't want, and everything went smoothly. She did not want a funeral service. And so we just had a memorial service, and it was just everything just worked smoothly. So thus the title, Leaving Peace and Order.
And when I saw that, I said, whoa, because for me, going back and forth when my father was sick and my mother going to the nursing home every day, I relieved her until one day she said to me, I'm so glad that you don't have a real job, because I was working for myself so I could take off any time. I didn't really make any money, but I was going back and forth. And so, yes, it's something when you put them in the nursing home and you got to backtrack all these papers. You got to look for things. You had to switch, telling her to switch things, teaching how to write a checkbook. You know, it really is something, because I call them the Sleeping Beauty brides. When the husband did everything and the wife, you know, until he dies, that's when she has to, boom, take over. Really, really.
Right.
So who are you targeting with this? Because I really feel this is an essential book. Like I said, the Urban League has it, but they give it to people on, right, when their parents is transitioning, they don't give it to them earlier than that.
Actually, I am targeting all ages, you know, young adults and up. And mainly the reason being is in my book, I have examples of individual who died at the age of 33 and her parents, you know, had to handle their affairs. So I have the age of 33 all the way up to 94. So there is no age limit, but if you're working or you have a family, you have children, or, you know, you have a bank account, you need to have your affairs in order. So it really doesn't matter your age. If you're a young adult or an older adult or, you know, a senior, what have you, it is so vitally important to have your affairs in order. My husband and I, we sat down together and we went through the process of the binder. And it all also opens up to really discuss and hear what the other person is thinking or what their wishes are, what they want. So it doesn't matter the age. I really think that I'm targeting young adults all the way up to seniors, or even if you have to take care of your senior parents.
This is really, really good. This is really good because when my mother started deteriorating, and then my sister, me and we both in the health field, I called a visiting nurse to check on her, to assess her, you know, because she was always making a doctor's appointments and counseling, and again, because I didn't want to go through the same situation I did with Dad. But one of the nurses told us about going to the library somewhere in East Meadow, Long Island. They had a workshop of teaching people, you know, who were in their 50s and 60s and 70s, who were taking care of their parents. If your father was in the military or something, they have it where if you go to, like, a nursing home, the spouse would get about $1,000 or $1,500. And my sister and I looked at you like, we didn't know about that. Wow. And then when he had died and they went to the vet's office for some reason, the guy said, why didn't you tell us that? Because they would have gave him automatically $1,000 towards his nursing home, plus part of the burial, pay like, $250 or $300. And it's like, again, it's because you don't know these things until they happen.
Exactly.
So my question to you is, your book, like you said, there's stories, but it's also like worksheets within the book as well?
Actually, the book, the second half of the book literally has what you need to gather, what you need to record, and where to store it. And then online, after you purchase my book, it'll tell you on, you know, where to go online to actually download the worksheets, and the worksheets are free right now. So you can download the worksheets from my website and type in your information. And even as you were talking about, I have information that, you know, what was helpful for me when my mom was in the hospital, or often when we would have to take her, in her binder I had a sheet that had all the medication that she was on, who the doctor, you know, what doctor she saw, and, you know, who prescribed the medication. So every time I would have to take her to the emergency room, I would have the sheet, or actually I loaded it on my iPad, and I had it on the iPad, and I, you know, I was able to answer any questions, you know, if she was unable to answer them. So this booklet, and even having your information in order, is not only for when you're passing, but it's also, it's important to have, even when you have different life events. So say you're getting ready to get married, you need to know exactly where your birth certificate is. Say you're getting ready to buy a house, you need to have your finances in order. So I deal with all of those areas and making sure that you pull all of this information together and have it all in one place.
Oh, I am so proud of you. I'm so glad, because I thought about that long time ago. I need to write a book and never got around it because I was busy taking care of it. Because it is true, you need all these at hand so you can just go, because both of us being in the health field, I know when I talk to my clients, I tell them, okay, whatever doctor you go to, have a list, write down all your medications, because if you go to more than three doctors, they all give you one or two pills. You know, they're not going to know. They're not going to correspond. You need to know this information so they won't repeat it, or something be drug-drug interaction. So it's very important for them to have it, that they laminate it or carry it with them, or as this woman did, like you, had all the doctor's appointments, what they said, the medication, because sometimes people forget or can't find that paper. So that is really beautiful. And, again, for somebody who's the power attorney, I knew all this information and had, and then when I had that nurse assistant come in, she gave me all the listings and let me know, because she asked to see the pills, and she can tell me, your mother's not really taking this. So that is good.
Definitely.
So like you said, you're talking. Go ahead. Targeting these people, I can see you combining with maybe like, okay, the Urban League here is mostly for the senior division, with the nurse, visiting nurses associated, the ones that come and assess, to let, like you said, the whole family know, or even social workers to say, okay, hey, we have somebody here that can help you. They can see the family, I guess, pulling apart or deteriorating, or how I say, not organized. They can make the recommendations you need to see you. You know, other than a social worker, because a social worker can only do but so much. Your book takes it much further. Yeah.
Exactly. And one of my stories, one of the cases in my book, it shares where actually the mother, she ends up having a heart attack in a Verizon store. I think she was like 68. And she had her they called it her envelope that had all of her pertinent information. But the only thing that she neglected to put in there was the do not resuscitate information. So that information was not in there. And so the family was split on whether to keep her on life support or whether to take her off. And so it really tore the family up because that information was not in her envelope. Even though she had all her information, you know, everything else together, that one bit of information was not there. So it is, I share these stories so to get individuals to start to thinking and really look at, you know, look at what has happened in their family, you know, what has transpired in their family among their family members that have gone, and really, really encourage individuals to get your affairs in order. You know, it is so vitally important that you get your information in order. And another part of the book I encourage you to do is list all your belongings. You know, not only your financial, but the property that you own. Make sure there's a listing of the property. What type of ownership do you have? Is it joint ownership, or is it tenants in common? I ran into something where I thought my mom and uncle owned the property as joint tenants, but actually it was tenant in common. And the difference is that if it was joint, once my mom passed, everything would go to my uncle. But because it was tenant in common, which I found out later that it was, a portion of half of the property value was to go to her heir. So even in dealing with estates and all of that information, make sure it's clear that you identify the ownership of the property that you have or that your family member has and how they're passing it on to their loved ones.
Oh, boy, we should have talked because we have land in Florida, and my father and his mother name was in it all the time. And the guy kept wanting to sell it, who was real estate, and he wouldn't sell it. And, of course, then when she died, it was just his name. Then when he died, you go into that. So the situation with my mother, she's paying the property tax. She wanted to be able to sell it, and the person said, oh, no, it's not really in her name. It has to go to all his siblings and their siblings. And in other words, she almost wound up with maybe $10 a piece. So
exactly.
It is very important to really, what you said, to specify where it's going and who is getting what.
Exactly. Wow. This is so much more than just talking about what your final wishes are, which are important, but even handling your estate and handling your affairs. And I do encourage individuals to consult an attorney, consult a financial advisor, and, you know, get the legal, you know, handle the legal aspects of it. But just in reading the book, it will help you to ask the right questions. It'll help you pull together all your information. So when you go to an attorney, you already have all of your documents and everything in order. Then you can go to the attorney and they can write up either a will or a trust or what, you know, whatever you need. And then another thing, if you're handling the affairs of a family member or a loved one, it is also important to know that if you have power of attorney, as soon as that loved one passes, that power of attorney dies as well. It does not, you know. Yes. So that is so important. So many people don't know that. They go and I got power of attorney, but the power of attorney is only in effect as long as that individual is alive.
I better go check my papers. But I think we do got a will, but I know I'm got the medical, the financial, and something else. So I better check. Because what's good, too, for my listeners out there, is go to an elder care lawyer, too, while they're alive, so they can write up all that information and let you know about it. And it's right as well as the financial. Especially even if you're going into a nursing home to have an elder care, or they usually have like a nurse who knows how to collect it so they can become certified on Medicaid. So as you write, it's very important because a lot of people find out, and I saw that in the Ermley, well, I was power attorney, and they said, but not anymore. When that person dies, that that goes too as well. Wow. It's because, again, it's taboo. Other cultures maybe know about it or hear about it, and we don't really have people to go around and train us and teach us this, which is very, very important. And this should be taught in churches to let people know to pass it on, or senior citizen places or adult, they need to know and not to avoid. Everybody says, well, when the time comes, I'm going to let you know the health schedule. You're not going to be thinking, and you might do some things that you don't want to do. So it's very important.
Right.
Now, my other thing is, I know this is a book and you're going around. I can just see this, too, for somebody like me. You know, you're in another state. I'm in another state. If you have or will eventually think of doing maybe just like an online course or online where I would download every week just certain sections, but as always you say, you go see a lawyer. I can visualize that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I am definitely looking for other avenues to actually teach, get this information out and assist individuals to, you know, get their affairs in order. So that is a really good idea.
Because then, you know, like I said, you're in a different state. I can't get you to. They might not have it here. Like I said, I saw it in New York. Again, the only thing I can see is the senior citizen places or the AARP. I'm sure if you, people get involved with that, they will have that information. But for those who my friends I know who don't, because it's always because like you said you became the person of organization. I became the parent, and I had to tell her, I'm the parent now, because she looked at me, well, who's the mother here? And I said, right now, I am the mother, and you will do this.
I do understand.
And other people don't want to do it. They want, well, that's the parent, that's my mother, I can't. I'm telling you, listeners, don't wait to the last minute, because you're not going to be thinking of these things, and then you're like, oh, I wish I'd known. Well, hey, we're giving you this information, this good thing. So what else can you tell my listeners out there about getting the house in order? We got about two more minutes. What else can you say?
I say definitely get my book, read through it, and sit down and schedule some time with your family. And, you know, if it's you and your husband or you and your children, sit down and really discuss the topic. And then create your binder. Don't just stop at just reading the book, but actually act upon it and pull your binder together. Gather all your pertinent information, and then store it in a safe place. It is vitally important to have this information, and the peace that you would leave your family members is just, you know, is awesome. And I'm grateful to God that my mom, you know, and I sat down, and we got her affairs in order, and she did leave me peace in order.
That is so true. I said that's where that online thing is, listeners, because if you do have questions and you can't get to it, at least you can brief them about the organization. So that would be good to walk us through. Week one, you gather this. Week two, you do this.
Yes.
Week three. Oh, yeah, I see an online course coming, Kimberly. I really do it. And then you say, okay, here are the resources. Take it a little further as well, because that way it makes it much simpler. When you go to that lawyer, then you got to keep coming back, and that's money.
It is. It's money, definitely. It is definitely money. So if you could have everything in order and organized and go to that attorney, you'd save you some hundreds of dollars.
Oh, believe me, because they're about $200 an hour. So people, they are not cheap, those elder care lawyers or those lawyers out there, because they know you people, we are not organized at all.
Right.
So tell everybody where they can get your book from.
You can get my book on my website at ivoryspossibilities.com. That's Ivorys, possibilities.com. And just go to my website and click on bookstore. You can order the book. The book is also available on Amazon, and it is also available as an e-book.
Say that website one more time for my listeners, please.
Ivoryspossibilities.com. Ivorys, possibilities.com.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Kimberly, for coming on Leaving Peace and Order. Do you hear that, listeners out there? Get that book, get your house in order. I don't mean the junk on the floor with that, too, but get those papers because, believe me, you will be in peace when you have everything situated in every slot. Oh, this is so helpful. I see this book. It's soaring. Even if you had what they call a visionary board parties, maybe even have little parties about teaching people, okay, let's get them papers together. I really see you being a consultant on this because of organization. I want to thank you very much. and thank your family for allowing you to be with us. And again, I hope to, you know, do more things with you, because this is really, truly a blessing and something that we need. Thank you very much.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And you take care. Thank you.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Listen to Renee Wiggins of Blog Talk Radio, Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, next week for more fabulous tips on nutrition, fitness, and stress management.